Welcome to Mission Daily, everyone. I'm Chad, and thank you so much for subscribing, rating, and reviewing this podcast. Now, got a new surprise for everyone. Do you know what it is, Steph? They can text us. Ooh. If you want to text us, we would love to hear from you.
Here's Chad's personal number.
833-308-0863. Text us. We'll try to incorporate your question, comment, concern, or maybe just crazy rant into the show. Text us soon. We're looking for it. Good morning, Steph.
Morning. Got my matcha. I'm good.
I had my tea. That was your tea that you didn't like.
Oh my gosh.
I ended up drinking.
So I had an interview this morning and you made me a tea with like an ounce of water and like three bags of tea. And I tried it and almost threw up on the interview. I was like, what is this? I muted myself on Zoom.
That may
be. It was
sweet
though.
But I also cleaned up the studio. The table was all nice. And then the tea was served right as the interview was starting.
It was great.
It was 11 star guest experience.
It really was. It was a really good guest interviewer experience. However, next time, just get the ratio better.
Yeah.
That's all I ask.
Yeah. 11 star, or no, let's be honest. It was 7.5 star.
Yeah, there you go.
Host experience for you.
Yeah.
Just so far. You're welcome. 75% there. So welcome everybody to Mission Daily. It's Tuesday. I'm excited to be here. And we want to talk today about connecting more deeply with those around you. So the people that are around you right now are a mystery to you. And part of exploring that mystery and getting to real intimacy or real connection is a mountain. It's a mountain that you have to climb. It's not easy to connect deeply with people. That's why there's so much loneliness now. And that's why at the end of the day, you know, if you really drill down with people and hear about what their deepest fears and their deepest worries are, it's typically around connection. And will I be alone? Or will I be loved? Am I loved? Am I lovable? So yeah, that's the type of stuff we're going to talk about.
Yeah. So what are some ideas around connecting more deeply? Because like when I think about this, I think a lot of times about myself and how I'm perceiving things and not always putting it on, you know, other people, thinking about like, okay, how am I perceiving someone's comment? How am I perceiving someone's compliments, their love, their hugs? Like a lot more is about me looking inward to then be able to experience those feelings and then also give back. But how are you thinking about this?
Yeah, I think that being spontaneous with affection is always a good policy. So trying to be on the offense of creating opportunities for connection by spontaneous displays of affection, right? Like you.
And that can be like hugs and stuff too. It's not always like, I'm not always talking about relationship partners here.
No, but I mean affection just in terms of showing that you care about somebody. So if there's something that they do each day, kind of like, you know, cleaning up the kitchen or just making sure that the area where they're working is ready to go, is clean, is, you know, usable.
Are you giving yourself compliments? Just like exactly what I did this morning.
Well, I think it's super important and it's a small step towards sparking an opportunity for deeper connection later.
Because it shows that you actually cared and were thinking about like how to help me. And it makes me feel good of like, oh yeah, this person genuinely cares about something that is not going to directly impact them. Like it wasn't your interview this morning. You didn't have to be in the studio and it was actually very helpful. So
thanks.
I will agree.
Yeah. But there's opportunities around us right now to do more of that. So it doesn't have to be in physical proximity or whatever. But I think that kind messages out of the blue too is something that is never going to go out of style. And so many of us have anxiety connected with looking at our devices or our email box, or a lot of our digital communication has this baggage around it of putting us into disease and to anxiety. And you can break that narrative for other people by being the positive digital correspondent, right? Like texting, emailing, FaceTiming, a video, a picture, pictures, like it could be ridiculous things.
Or helpful information too, I think is always nice.
Like, yeah, for sure.
I actually have done that recently with a couple people where I found just very helpful. Remember those files I showed you of like, here's like the companies I guess like founder letter all the way back to like 1990 or something.
Yeah.
And it was a whole archive. And one of the companies my friend works at. So then I like sent it to them. And I'm just like, thought of you. This is really cool. And I think thinking of those like moments of, oh, I found something interesting, instead of like hoarding it and being like, I'm just going to get smarter. It's like, who could this also help? Or who might get excited by this like knowledge?
For sure. And the barrier to all of this, I think, is that voice in our own head that says, oh, it's going to be a bother, right? Mm-hmm. Is that the same kind of thought process you have when you...
Yeah, like I don't want to send them one more email, or I don't want them to think there's some motive behind it, or
Yeah. And I think that that's something that we all have to overcome and just do it anyways. Like you're going to have to get over that fear. You're going to have to get over the fear of like, you know, pushing people away or of being seen as somebody that wants to take up like a lot of their time. There's all kinds of potential misconceptions and ways that your rational mind will talk you out of doing that. Mm-hmm. And don't let it.
I think it's also to protect you from getting hurt oftentimes. Like you're like, well, what if this person doesn't respond? What if this person, you know, doesn't hug me back, doesn't do this? Like you're trying to protect your own heart and your own feelings because you know that, you know, maybe I might get upset if I don't hear back from them, or they take it wrong, or, and you kind of like let your mind play out all these scenarios that 95% of them are probably not going to ever happen.
Right. And meanwhile, your mind isn't playing out the scenarios of positive connection and the snowball effect of where can they go from there?
Yep.
And so be the good news in someone else's life today, in digital form, in the physical world, in, you know, making things better for them, and just letting them know that you see them, you're there, and extend that olive branch of, here's something. We can talk about it. We cannot talk about it. And either way, I'm okay. No big deal.
I will extend an olive branch back to you today. I will think of what it is and let you know.
Awesome.
Yep.
I'll be on the lookout for it, but if it doesn't come,
no expectations.
I'll be crying on the floor. No, just kidding. Thanks for listening, everybody. We will see you tomorrow here on Mission Daily.
See ya.
Hey everyone, it's Chad. Here's a quick PS for executives and entrepreneurs. If you are an executive or an entrepreneur inside a large company, we have something for you. If you're struggling with creating original content, marketing campaigns, or reaching hard-to-reach executives, that's what we do. Head over to mission.org/studios and learn why companies like Audible, Salesforce, Dell, Twilio, and Splunk, and so many more trust us to create original branded content that drives results. Head over to mission.org/studios or click the link in the show notes to learn more.